ongoing multi-level smoking cessation program for Korean Americans in Maryland. And I put a multi-level here in the title because this is really a multi-level approach. I'd like to acknowledge support for this ongoing program from the American Legacy Foundation, Howard County Health Department, and Maryland Cigarette Restitution Fund. So these are two learning objectives that you could see in your abstract packet, I believe. So first, I'd like to introduce this problem of smoking that is very high among Korean Americans, in particular males. Overall, in the United States, the prevalence of smoking is about 39%. 24% in United States population in general. According to our epidemiological studies, the prevalence of smoking, especially among Korean American males, were quite high at 39% as compared to 66% in South Korea. And traditionally, since smoking is part of the Korean culture, so it is not surprising to see the sustained high prevalence of smoking even when they migrate to this country. Rise in the smoking prevalence among Korean American youths in both Korea as well as in the United States are pretty striking. Here we have about 21% of Korean American youths who smoke. This was from the report that was published last year in the Preventive Medicine. And according to this report, this cumulative tobacco smoke overexposure is highest in Korean males, which is consistent with the statistics that you previously saw. And cancer death rate attributable to smoking is 71% in Korean males. So there got to be something that has addressed this problem. So to understand some historical background, tobacco was first introduced in 1918 in South Korea. At the time, there was no North and South, so I would say just Korea. And up until 1987, Korean government owned and managed tobacco production and distribution in Korea. South Korean government is still the single largest shareholder in newly formed cooperation with the exclusive right for domestic tobacco production and distribution. So as you can see in these old photos, in traditional South Korean culture, if you have a longer pipe for smoke, then that would represent that you belong to a higher hierarchy in your society. So it is quite common that young Korean males actually accept those smoke. When their seniors recommend that, why don't you just take one smoke, then they would say yes. If otherwise, it would be perceived sometimes as somebody who would be rather disrespectful. So it is common that, you know, going back and forth in terms of smoking cigarettes between males. So again, traditional tobacco pipes often was used as a status symbol. And permissive attitude towards smoking, especially with adult males, is really a big problem. So people perceive tobacco, food instead of a drug. And people believe that smoking is more of a personal preference. And if you have a longer pipe, then again, it represented higher social status. So the objectives of our multi-smoking, multi-level smoking cessation program was really to build a community infrastructure for Korean Americans in Maryland to sustain anti-smoking campaigns as well as cessation programs, and also to establish sustainable partnership with health promotion / education agencies, research institutions, as well as community organizations. So in Maryland, there are about 40,000 Korean Americans living, and majority of Korean Americans are engaged in small family-owned retail grocery, which is quite common among first-generation immigrants because of their lack of English proficiency. Today's Korean Americans, more than 70% of them actually are first-generation immigrants who have difficulty in communicating with English. Our principles of anti-smoking programs targeting Korean Americans were successful smoking prevention and cessation intervention requires team approach, so that was our basic principle, especially The community-based participatory research principles, we believe, offer an efficient mechanism to make an intervention culturally relevant and sustainable for this target population. So these are some of those previous local community leader-wide meetings, as well as preparatory meetings with those who were involved in the process. So our intervention protocol was drafted and delivered to the Community Advisory Board, and the Community Advisory Board members actually reviewed some of the cultural relevancy, literacy, and acculturation congruence, and we met several times until we reached the consensus in terms of these items. Our intervention consists of two different aspects. One is media campaign, and the second one is the smoking cessation program. And our media campaign is ongoing, still ongoing, and we used ethnic news media, and we also distributed pamphlets whenever we go out for community outreach activities, and we also conducted poster competition to promote anti-smoking mood amongst youth. And our intervention cessation program consisted of 2-hour smoking cessation class, and we also provided follow-up telephone counseling. So this is one of the family-oriented images that we used during our public campaign announcement, and that was featured in ethnic news media, especially ethnic newspaper that was subscribed amongst large volume of Korean Americans in the region. And we also used quiet yet competitive Koreans value, if you will. So part of our anti-smoking cessation actually program consisted of team approach. So originally, we offer the smokers make a team, and then they would participate in this anti-smoking cessation competition as a team, because we wanted to build on this traditional cultural attitude. And of course, if everything went well, then we were going to pick top 3 teams and then provide some good monies or prizes. This was the smoking cessation teamathon, which is the team approach for smoking cessation announcement that was publicized in ethnic newspaper. So initial advertisement was published in September year 2003, and this teamathon approach was organized by our community partner organization, which is community-based nonprofit organization that is called Korean Resource Center. And this teamathon approach again was sponsored by the Association of Korean American Physicians, as well as pharmacists, and Sejong Scholarship Foundation, which is ethnic specific scholarship for young Korean American males and female students. Also, as an example of our media campaign, this was one of the pictures that we published in ethnic news media. It says, smoking leading to death, smoking bad habit or dirty habit, something like that. So we used this Korea Times as our prime partnering ethnic news media. And we also provided anti-smoking poster competition, which I believe here. So that was the grand prize, and this was done in year 2005, I believe. So this was inside a picture of the inside of the Korean Resource Center, and some of our judges actually were looking at those pictures that were submitted by those youth who were competing in this youth poster competition. So that created some good vibe in the community, because students' parents, of course, wanted to win for the competition. Our formative evaluation for this media campaign in general was excellent, because people really liked the idea of youth competition overall and other some activities. As a process of us assessing those media campaign and exposure of it, we trained 20 community health workers and then sent them over to their community settings such that they would collect data in terms of their media exposure. So each CHW recruited about 5 to 10 some participants to create these 389 household surveys. So in the household survey, we had 177 men and 220 women participated. And of course, there is no overlap because one person was responsible for that particular household. According to this, 78% of our study participants reported being exposed to anti-smoking message during the past 30 days. And of course, since there are a lot of competing messages, we can't really be sure that whether that was only for the particular message that we offered in Ethnic newspaper. However, we were thrilled to see this high number of people who said that they were being exposed to any anti-smoking message during their past 30 days. However, younger group reported being exposed to mainstream English TV more often than their older counterparts, which was expected because older generation, as primary predominantly first generation immigrants, were not really proficient in English. So a lot of times older groups actually were relying more upon Korean print media as compared to younger groups who could speak and understand those mainstream English TV advertisements in terms of anti-smoking. Our process evaluation of the intervention number two, which is cessation classes, were rather dismal. However, we keep going because we believe that this is very important. Results from class attendance and evaluations. Our process evaluation was conducted on 43 enrolled smokers. It was really difficult for us to even recruit these 43 participants who were even interested in quitting their smoking. Size of the class varied from 2 to 5. Attendance rate also varied from 25% to 100%, although 91% reported being very satisfied with the course. However, only 11 successfully completed the class, which means 30-some people didn't complete the education session. So, challenges. Media campaign. So we have limited resources for culturally appropriate types of media, and they often compete each other. Based on our experience, there is one news media, ethnic newspaper, that we used as our partnering news media. And then there was another news media that was also operating in this region, and they felt pretty bad and then, you know, created some rumors during our media campaign. So these lot of challenges actually were some of the things that we had to deal with. And also, difficulty in recruiting smokers was, again, a challenge. In terms of retaining these participants were even a bigger challenge. However, when 11 completers actually were examined in terms of their quitting, some of the success was shown. However, overall, the cessation program itself was quite difficult. So our future plan includes more youth involvement, and we kind of shifted our gears a little bit, and then now we're focusing on proxy empowerment because we learned that recruiting those smokers into our program is extremely difficult, so we are in the process of conducting a study that is focused on proxies of those smokers, and then to see whether that particular approach would be efficient as well.